Before that, Cecil McBee and Alternate Spaces, James Newton from the Mystery School and Central Avenue, and we began with Dave Liebman, joined by Richard Bayrock and Forgotten Fantasies. The time is 12:02, and I'm really stealing everybody else's time, and mostly Stardate, and mostly Eric Corley and Mike Juhas. What does it say? The Corley Juhas Friday night theme.
Excuse me, we would appreciate it if you would please leave now. You're in our time.
Oh, sorry. Am I over your time?
You're in our time by 3 minutes.
How much do I owe you?
3 minutes. You won't ever be able to pay that back.
Speed it up. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, well, what is it called?
Well, what's the Joel name of your Block is waiting.
What's the name of your show? I got to do a promo.
This is Radio Free Week.
This is Joel Block. Can you please? I can go
here
on.
Here comes. Right after Stardate.
You're in Radio Free Week.
Here, I'm in
please,
it now.
I want to go on.
No, okay. Stardate's coming up, and then Radio Free Weekend Madness.
Stardate, July the 4th. Regulus and the Moon. Stay with us.
Stardate is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 p.m. on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate, July 4th. That bright star near the moon Saturday evening is Regulus, the heart of the lion in the constellation Leo. Regulus is bright and easy to see near the moon. Once you see where it is in relationship to other nearby stars, you can identify it any evening for the rest of this month. After that, Regulus will have sunk below the western horizon into the glare of the sun. And by the way, about those other stars near Regulus, Regulus happens to be located in one of the sky's most conspicuous star patterns, a pattern or asterism within the overall constellation Leo. These six stars look like a backwards question mark, and Regulus is the bright star at the tip of the question mark. This backwards question mark of stars in Leo has a name. It's called the sickle. It was named back in the days when sickles were common objects used to cut long grass. Whether it looks like a sickle to you or like a backwards question mark, be sure to look for the pattern of stars that contains the bright star Regulus, the brightest star near the moon Saturday evening. Regulus is located fairly far away for a visibly bright star. It's 85 light years distant. That's Stardate for this fourth day of July. Our show is written by Deborah Bird, engineered by Bill Harwell, and produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. We're in Austin. Our zip is 78712. Thanks so much for being with me. I'm Joel Block.
To you, and happy Independence Day. And it's also the 4th of July. Did you know that?
Yes.
How about that? What a coincidence. And it's Saturday, too. So, three reasons to celebrate. No, four reasons, because you're listening to Radio Free Weekend on USB.
Right.
And if that's not a reason to celebrate, I don't know what is.
I have no idea.
Well, you're Mike Juhas.
And you're Eric Corley.
Yes, and we got it right this time.
And Frank's trying to take a picture of us, and he can't because his arm is in front of his flesh.
Frank, I can't believe the position you're in trying to take a picture of us.
But I hope he doesn't look up your skirt while he's under there.
If you want to take the picture, go ahead and take it.
Don't let me bother you.
No, you're not bothering us. You're not bothering us. You're standing on the record player.
No, I'm not.
Now he's standing on the telephone.
Oh, it's bending.
And now he's standing on the speakers. I don't believe this. Frank, you're standing on my hand now. Okay. Take the picture if you're going to take the picture.
Don't worry about me.
Well, Eric, how was your week?
Well, apart from this, my week was pretty good. a lot of fun, a lot of interesting people that I met, which I'll tell you about a little later.
Okay.
It was something trying to stay cool. You know?
I guess you got your first... first paycheck on your new job this
week. Yes, I did. I did, in fact. That's why I'm in such a jolly mood.
And you can treat me to pizza.
Yeah, I'll buy you a big one, you know.
Yeah, make a big pile.
Make a big, big pile. Well, we have word with the new USB bumper stickers. They just came out this week. And you might be seeing them popping up all over the place. Well, they're here. And if you want to find out how to get your sticker, call our hotline at 246-3646.
Wait a minute. I tried that and it wasn't working.
Don't call it now. Call it in about, say, half an hour or so.
Yeah.
And it'll be working, we promise. Area code 516-246-3646. That'll tell you where you can pick up your USB bumper sticker.
And they're really very handsome bumper stickers.
They're nice ones. These ones are good. Okay, let's lay it on the line. In the past, WUSB has had bumper stickers that have not lived up to their expectations. They've faded in the rain. They've gotten
all in the sun.
Crinkly. And they've Frank, why is that camera ticking?
The card machine.
Oh, that's ticking. Okay. Thank you. No, this time the bumper stickers are grade A bumper stickers. They'll last longer than many of us ever will. And if you're spotted with one of our bumper stickers on your car, you're eligible.
Oh, your bumper.
You're eligible to win albums and records and things. So just make sure that you keep listening. We'll give you more details on that. Call up the hotline, then. That'll give you everything. Call it up in about half an hour when it's activated. It's not activated right now.
Yes, we have to put some juice into it.
Yeah, we will do that. And Frank, I don't know what you're trying to take a picture of back there. You're not going to get anything, though.
Hey, you better not look up my skirt.
Well, Mike, how was your week?
My week was very good. I took a day off.
Yeah?
Aside from today.
Uh-huh.
Or actually Friday. We,
You mean you had 2 days off in 1 week?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it is. I just felt like taking a day off, and, well, it was a sick day.
But what if, most sick days are in
today. Today being Independence Day, what are your feelings on Independence Day?
Well, my feelings on Independence Day are that it's a fantabulous holiday.
Fantabulous.
Get away from everything, enjoy the sun, go to the beach, play tennis, play golf.
You play tennis and golf?
Watch baseball on television, minor league baseball if the case may be. Watch summer repeats, have a barbecue, cut the grass, paint the house, fix the roof, connect the antenna up and all that type of stuff.
You have a whole big list of them there.
Water the lawn, feed the cat. Take the car for a drive, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good holiday, let's put it that way. Unless it rains and it gets all screwed up.
Yeah.
They stay inside and just look at the wall or something.
And clean your bathroom.
Right. But 4th of July is in the past. The most memorable one, I guess, was the 200th anniversary of this country.
Oh, I remember exactly what I was doing.
1970, what were you doing then?
I was, a friend of mine has a four-wheel drive vehicle, and we were driving along the beach in Smith Point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's what we were doing.
All day?
Well, at 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon.
Because you remember back then, President Ford says at 2 o'clock, everybody had to ring a bell.
No, I don't. Oh, that's right. That was the case.
Did you ring your bell?
Well, I wasn't near a bell at the time. I was in the middle of New York City.
That was 5 years ago. Oh, my God.
It was 5 years ago. No, I remember I was in downtown Manhattan, along with 5 million other people. We were all there to watch Operation Sail.
Oh,
but
you were.
But this is a big operation. They have one this year, too, but this was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really big one.
Today's the country is 205 years old, huh?
Yeah, but let me tell you that. They had ships coming from all over the world. What were people doing? They were just looking at the boats, I guess, watching them all sail by. But for some reason, they were really into it then. I'm trying to figure out why.
I guess the same reason that they're into the space shuttle right about now.
Yeah, well, of course, all these sailors were standing on the masts, waving at the crowd,
mm-hmm.
saying "Happy Birthday, America," and all that type of stuff. And then at night there was the fireworks display.
Oh yes,
and everybody was supposed to sing along. And the way it came off on television was that everybody was singing along, but the way it was in the crowd I was in, nobody knew what was going on. So, hey, what was the matter? Are they over now? What's going on? No one was singing anything. It was mayhem, total mayhem. Afterwards, it looked like war-torn Europe. Frank finally took the picture.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now he has to take one of me. I have to go through all that aggravation.
The city was in shambles that night. Cars were being overturned, put on fire.
And there wasn't even a power failure.
No power failure at all, but it was a great holiday, let me tell you. Was that the year of the blackout? No, that was the year after that, wasn't it?
I'm not sure when the blackout was. That was fun, though. I remember I was working on my car that night,
uh-huh.
and I was out there, and all of a sudden, it was pretty dark as it was, but then yeah. it got even darker.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really neat. But...
This wasn't
a big one at all.
Oh.
But they're having another app sale this year, are they?
They're having one today, yes. Today. Somewhere in Manhattan.
They have about half a dozen NATO ships in the harbor, New York Harbor.
NATO ships?
NATO.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah.
And they'll be sailing around?
There were pictures of them in the Times today.
Uh-huh. Are they going to have any nuclear submarines? They seem to be the fashion this year.
Yeah, they could be.
Ones that can destroy 75 cities at once. yeah. Well,
there's going to be a minesweeper in the Port Jefferson Harbor.
A minesweeper?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They sweep mines.
Oh, I see. You know, I saw
the Intrepid, I think it's called, or something like that.
I walked into a restaurant a little while ago, and there was this guide to Port Jefferson and Belle Terre and all that. And it said something to the effect that, to the effect that submarines were in the area, and that when you see a ship waving a red flag, that means they were firing test torpedoes.
Oh.
And it said that on this little map, that it really implied that such things were going on in the harbor in Port Jefferson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'd like to find out more about that, but it was, it got my attention all right, because I like to swim there sometimes.
Right in the harbor.
I don't want to see no torpedoes coming out, you know, behind it, like Jaws 3, something like that.
Thank you for a nice ride.
Yeah, it certainly would. Well, what does the 4th of July mean to you, Mike?
It means it's a time to celebrate the independence of this country.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, it's a pretty damn good day to take a day off from work.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Saturday, so you're off anyway.
Yeah.
In fact, there's been a lot of confusion as to what exactly is supposed to happen on Saturday. Whoops. Let's move this over here. Since everybody's off
anyway... Are you putting your hair up now, or what?
You feel kind of gypped, because you don't really get
well, to I was
take
off
a real day
today,
off.
Today, Friday.
Yeah. So. Most people were off on Friday.
Oh, you're pulling this little thing over here because you want me to talk.
Yeah, I want you to talk. You don't talk enough.
On the telephone. Now, who am I going to speak to?
Well, let's call somebody up and find out exactly what they feel about... Here's the little over here first.
Okay. Well, Eric is going to call information. Where, I don't know. It's like Los Angeles information.
It is Los Angeles.
Good evening, City.
Operator, I'm calling from a radio station in New York, and you're on the air right now. We'd like to know what you feel about Independence Day, how it affects you.
It doesn't.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
You don't get a day off?
No, nope, I have to work.
Do you have any feelings on Independence Day?
Excuse me?
Do you have any feelings on it? Does it mean anything to you?
It's just another day right now.
Just another day?
Yeah, fireworks and that's it. It's a good day for kids.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
Two.
How old are they?
3 and 2.
Oh, that's nice. So you have a nice little family, but you can't take the day off then, huh?
Nope.
That's too bad,
but keep the spirit anyway, and say hi to your kids for us.
Thank you.
Very nice talking to you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's just a good day for kids. That's a nice way of putting it.
But, you know, in Los Angeles, you should have started out by calling somebody on the Eastern Seaboard. Not the 4th of July.
They haven't felt the spirit yet. It's only a quarter after 9 there.
We'll have to try somebody else somewhere else.
Well, we can try Florida. Let's try Florida.
Okay, how about Orlando or something like that?
Orlando's fine.
Okay.
I have no objections to Orlando whatsoever. How about Miami Beach? Well, I don't know. What city I'm reaching? I just know it's Florida. Something appears to have gone wrong with the phone.
Did you dial all the numbers?
Yes, I did. Well, let me do it again.
Well, Frank Burgert, what does Independence Day mean to you?
Oh, I don't know. Fireworks.
Fireworks? Are there any fireworks displays around here?
I guess they do have them in marinas on Long Island.
Oh, really?
Try the...
Oh, there's going to be one down at Palmetto's.
Yeah. No, what you should do is try some of the local marinas.
Oh, here we have something now.
We've got a ringy ding.
What city are you calling, please?
Well, actually, operator, I'm not calling a city. I'm calling from a radio station in New York, and we have you on the air right now. We'd like to know what your feelings are on Independence Day. Hello, operator?
It's going to sound very unpatriotic, but I don't celebrate holidays.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, is that a personal reason, or?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I see. Well, you have to work, obviously, on Independence.
Yes, we do.
I see. Is that one of the reasons why you don't celebrate?
No, it's not.
I see.
Well, would you like to go into it, or are we treading in untrodden waters?
I'm sorry, sir, but just a moment. Let me connect you with my supervisor. She can talk to you longer than I can.
Okay, thank you very much.
But she's not going to have the same feelings that she has. She's a different person. Ask her why she doesn't celebrate Independence Day.
Okay.
She should know. She's a supervisor. Say, it sounds unpatriotic to you. It's a strange noise.
Yeah.
Hello?
Is this the information supervisor?
Supervisors sometimes don't answer their phones at all.
But usually they're much, much more helpful.
Yeah, and they make weirder noises. It's 19 minutes after 12 on Saturday, July 4th, 1981.
22 degrees on the outside.
71 Fahrenheit. And what's it doing outside, Frank? Is it still raining?
It's, I don't know, it's yucky humid. It's
yeah,
really raining
out. It's a good place to be, good time rather, to be indoors. What is that noise?
It's the supervisor.
Well, I say we give it a couple more rings, then we just give up, you know, give it up for gone.
Usually when they do answer, however, they tend to be nicer. They actually talk to you longer, and they are nicer to you.
Supervisors? Did we lose it?
Nope, there it is again. Well, sometimes supervisors are doing other things. They don't have time to talk to us.
Oh, they'll get to us eventually.
I don't think so.
But where is this we're calling? 305 area?
This is Orlando.
I see.
Or maybe Miami.
Something like that.
Ah.
711.
Hello, operator.
Yes.
We're calling from a radio station in New York. We have you on the air right now.
As I told you earlier, sir, we're too busy. I'm sorry. I have other customers waiting. Good night.
You told us that earlier?
I don't remember her telling us.
She's a supervisor as well? Wait a second. That doesn't make sense. Could it be that another radio station is calling people?
It could be. Thank you, operator.
She's not still there. She's busy. She's got other things to do. We still have the line down there.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Not unless I hang it up.
Yeah.
Don't hang up.
Oh, we hung up. Okay. So far, the patriotism isn't exactly flowing through the veins around here.
Well, it's probably because those folks are working. Why don't we call a local business or a local volunteer fire department? They'd probably have a lot of spirit.
Oh, boy. that might get us too much spirit, actually.
That's true,
but
too.
Why don't we open up the lines to people out there who want to say something patriotic, and we'll let them do that if they really want to.
Switch on the delay?
Yeah, switch on the delay because they might get too patriotic. If they want to do that, give us a call, 246-7901. If they want to say something, you know, that's not patriotic, that they'd like to get off their minds, that's okay, too.
Yeah, okay, so it's your chance.
Your chance out there.
Okay, we're waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be kind of unfair to expect people just to suddenly call up and say something patriotic. Maybe we should call them.
Well, let's...
I mean, we know who our listeners are anyway.
Yeah.
We have a list of them right there.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so...
You take care of this whole thing, Frank.
No, we can do it ourselves. We don't need Frank to do it. You switch those into A, and I'll do this.
Okay.
Back to the phones, 246-7901.
And now you're back.
Just like that, huh?
So,
well, that should...
simple.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, I guess, huh?
So we're now in delay.
Yeah.
And we don't even feel like we're in delay.
We feel like we're right on time.
That's good.
Right on schedule.
All right, I'm proud that we did that.
Well,
now that we're here, what are we going to do?
We're going to wait for our phones to light up.
Uh-huh.
And all you have to do is dial 246-7901.
Say something patriotic or non-patriotic.
Whatever you have in mind.
It's the 4th of July. I mean, you know, it should mean something to a lot of people.
Well, do you want to call a place where they're having fireworks?
Where are they having fireworks?
All over, you know, on the shoreline.
Oh, there goes that phone, right?
Okay.
Okay, let's give this a try. Good evening. You're on Radio Free Weekend.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah.
Speak to us.
What am I supposed to say?
You're on the air.
Okay.
What are your feelings on the 4th of July?
I don't know.
Wait, you called us, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I just turned the dial on the radio and just stopped at your station.
And you called us up because you wanted to be on the air?
No, not really.
Oh.
Why did you call us up?
Say hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
You just got a kick out of that. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Okay, enough.
You got another call. Radio Free Weekend, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 You are on the air.
Okay. I was just lying in bed and thinking about the 4th of July. And what comes to my mind is just a big bang.
Just a big bang.
Yes.
I see.
That's a good terminology for it. A big bang.
Just a big bang.
That's a big bang theory.
Yes. Okay, good night.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
And we have another call. Radio Free Weekend, you're on the air.
Let me put my radio down.
Okay.
That would be a good idea. Let me turn our radio down, too.
We can hear ourselves in the background 6 seconds later.
Patriotism.
Yes, please tell us.
Means to stand by the country.
Yes. This country.
Of course. Well, my country, this is my country.
Uh-huh.
In Cuba, it would be July 26th.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, it would be May 23rd.
In France, it would be July 14th.
What?
In France,
it would be July 14th. Right. On the money. Brazil Day.
Yeah.
In Indonesia, August 17th.
How about Pakistan?
Pakistan, I'm not familiar with it.
I think it's on leap year.
Independence Day. I asked an Englishman today, when is England's Independence Day?
Uh-huh.
He didn't know.
Do they have an Independence Day?
Every day is England's Independence Day. That's what I would say.
But who would England be independent of? They were the country that was
right.
In charge of everybody.
Got him there, man.
I think that's a distraction.
We know.
Patriotism does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him, insofar as he is efficiently as...
Is that...
It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country.
Right.
It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country.
Teddy
Roosevelt said that.
Oh,
I see.
I didn't think that this came out of the top of your head.
No, there are not. These kind of people are not around today.
Are you patriotic yourself?
Am I patriotic?
Yes.
I would say I'm a son of a bitch of a patriot.
Oh.
You can say that.
That's quite a way of putting it.
How about this one? Watergate was a lesson in decay. Richard Nixon admitted in dramatic Watergate TV interviews that he screwed up the country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Shit. Otherwise, take some new calls. Have a nice fourth.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mike,
why did you have
to
switch?
Learn how to push the button.
I wasn't touching the button. You were the one with the hand on the button.
Oh, no, you touched the button at the wrong time.
Uh-uh, it was your hand.
That's cutting it off from me, so I couldn't... Oh, well, we'll talk about this later. Any more calls, folks?
246-7901.
In Stony Brook. WUSB, where it's the 4th
time
of July.
Counting.
It's a countdown to what? I don't know.
Well, why don't we just continue on with some music and come back with... we have all sorts of things.
Let's throw the phone out of the way then.
That's a brand new phone, too. Careful how you treat
it.
Courtesy of Lewis
Heckheimer. No more phone calls.
I want to break another one now.
No more phone calls. No. If there's somebody calling up, don't call us up. We're not going to pick up the phone.
Oh, why not?
Let's pick up the phone.
The USB, Radio Free Long Island, you're on the air.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
What would you like to say to us?
Yes.
What is... What does the Independence Day mean to you?
Means focus on Gimblets.
I see.
Well, we got some dandies tonight, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. And then the God Paw.
Pardon me?
What can you do on Independence Day?
Yeah, what can you do on Independence Day?
Not much.
Prove your independence and get blitzed. Yes, yes. Okay, I understand that.
Should I do?
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I think we've gotten a fairly random sampling of all the folks listening out there.
Yes.
And let's sort of recover from that right now. I have something here that I think is quite interesting.
Sounds good to me.
And it's very, very timely as well.
July.
I remember that one from way back. Saturday in the... And the thing is, Saturday is the 4th of July this year.
Yeah.
So we can play that song and it means something for
let's
us.
Let's play it all night.
Okay, let's play it again. Well, let's play it backwards. I don't care. Has an interesting touch to it. But so much of that.
Some of our listeners like rock, but how many of them like it backwards?
Yeah. What is it then? Core.
Very good, very good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 26 minutes to 1 o'clock in the morning. And what could be more appropriate on this Independence Day?
The University of Michigan Marching Band.
And the sound of Touchdown USA. Now, since baseball no longer is around,
we have football.
Right, and football is more or less the national sport for Patriots and all that type of stuff. college football and, cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And that type of thing. Mom and pop going out to the football game, watching.
Going down to the stadium.
Hit into each other and fall down.
Not so much here in Long Island, but in many places, especially out in the Midwest. Good night, John Billing. It's
John
been
Billing
a pleasure seeing you.
Goodbye, John.
John Billing comes in here every
show,
6 months to do a show.
Everyone.
Good night, and have a
John
safe trip.
John Billing
home.
Thanks you.
Right, and he just has to take care of some last minute paperwork.
Sign out, please.
Yes.
Sign out.
Sign in, sign out. Anyhow, but not so much here, but like in the Midwest, it's a big thing for a high school football game.
High school football too, but hundreds of thousands of people show up for college football games. And as I recall, not that many people show up for Stony Brook football games here.
Maybe a handful?
Even if they did show up, we wouldn't be able to put them anywhere. We can't fit 100,000 people in our fields. It would be
well,
nice.
We wouldn't want them in our fields. We want them in our stands.
We don't have a stand. Our bleachers maybe would hold 25 people or something like that.
Oh.
So our academic conditions aren't that, superior, let's say.
Well, that's not academia.
No, it's not academia.
It's sportsamunia.
But this college football music that you hear is is prevalent in other parts of the nation, not necessarily Long Island.
Right.
It's still a nice way to say hello to the 4th of July. Sort of stirs you right there, when you...
It sure does. It makes you kind of want to get up and dance, doesn't it?
Get up and dance?
Sure.
Want to dance this next number, Mike?
Great idea. Now, this next is an important message from Bunky and Spunky.
Hey kids, this is Spunky.
And Spunky, here to wish you all a happy and safe 4th of July.
Now we know some of you kids out there are going to be playing with firecrackers, pipe bombs, and stuff. But you know, some of those are almost as dangerous as blasting caps.
So you better stay away from them. There are lots of safe alternatives that are chock full of fun.
For instance, you can steal the flints out of Mom and Dad's cigarette lighters because they shouldn't smoke anyway, and scrape them on the sidewalk making lots of sparks, and your buddies can clap their hands and make lots of noise, too.
Of course, capturing a jar full of fireflies is a real old-fashioned treat, and popping paper bags is just like the real thing.
If you have a pet cat, close it in a paper bag and watch the explosion as it breaks up.
If you're real ambitious, you can draw with colored chalk on the side of a concrete building. It's as much fun as a Roman candle.
Above all, it's awfully dangerous to make your own fireworks. So don't go mixing 63 parts ammonium nitrate, 15 parts trinitrotoluene, 8 parts ground wood, 9 parts nitroglycerin, 7 parts barium sulfate, and 378 parts pufferfish toxin to make your own gunpowder. It might go off.
Now, even the Iranians are celebrating the 4th of July with fireworks and stuff, but they're not being very careful, blowing up people and their parliament and everything. So until next time, this is Spunky.
And Bunky reminding you,
don't play with blasting caps.
Oh, I said, does this mic work? You can't hear me? I don't know. I think maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, you know? Check one, two. Check one, two. Hello? Hello? I don't think it works. It's something wrong with the sound. It doesn't sound right, you know? Sing along, yeah.
Aren't you even clapping, Bob?
We're not very well synchronized.
Sorry about that. good stuff. What was it we just heard there?
Something about Betsy Ross, I believe.
It's got a beat to it, you know, Mom?
It sure does.
Hey, yo, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
It sure is.
This is WUSB Stony Brook. Give us a call, 246-7901.
Patriotic. That's
so,
what I always say. I don't know what to say. It leaves me in such shock, you know?
Such shock.
I guess it's patriotic shock.
Patriotic shock, eh?
Wow, yeah.
Well, you heard the little boy there. He said, back to the phones.
He did? Oh, that person said that.
Yes.
Well, if you want to give us a call and sort of maybe...
Give us your idea.
Erase what happened before with the other people and
a gentleman. A gentleman thing. Just called before while we were in that little musical segment,
uh-huh.
And he was he brought out some very interesting points, and I told him.
You mean while I was singing and dancing in the other room,
that's exactly.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, hey, you were very
had
busy.
An intelligent conversation for a change.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's your chance to tell us about how you feel about independence, the country's independence.
Are we independent? You know,
the fact is,
free from the rest of the world.
205 years ago, this country was taken over by a bunch of revolutionaries.
That's right.
And that's this point that this
Marxist pandemic. Communist. Nah, maybe that's going a little bit too far.
Well, a little bit too far, maybe. But anyway, 246-7901 is the number.
In area code 516.
Dial one first.
Sometimes it can't hurt to dial one, even if you don't have to.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting point. I see all these ads and stuff. Dial 1-800.
Yeah, a lot of you dial the one anyway.
And you don't really need to in Suffolk County.
Yeah. Or in Nassau.
Right.
In New York City you have to, though, and I believe Westchester, too.
Many other places, of course.
Most other places.
Mm-hmm.
Even in other countries.
Yeah, do you really?
Mm-hmm. Well, to get to the main city of the country, usually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so the main city would be city code.
The city code for London is one. The city code for Paris, I think, is one.
Uh-huh.
The city code for Rome is six. I never could figure that one out.
What's number one in Italy?
I don't think they have one.
No one.
I think they have an 11.
11?
I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
Do I look like an expert?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, it's 10 minutes to 1, and apparently there's no more patriotic fervor out there. So we're just going to continue...
To Babylon ourselves.
Well, continue feeding you all sorts of... If you have suggestions as to what kind of patriotic 4th of July, non-patriotic, whatever type of music you want to hear on this special occasion, give us a call off the air, and we'll be glad to try to look for it.
Well,
maybe even play it.
We'll be talking for about another minute or two, and if you'd like to be on the air, now's your chance to call. Get to that payphone. Throw in those,
get a dime from somebody.
Throw
know.
In those dollars and pennies and whatever you have to get in to call us up here in Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, New York.
Right. 11794.
Well, I don't know what they need the zip code for to call us.
Well, you never know.
Can't hurt.
It can't help. It may help.
May help.
We have an episode of the Tripods coming up soon.
Right. The syndicated company who sent us this, get it here on time this week?
Yeah, it was here on time.
Okay.
It was. They hid it this time. They put it in a box. It wasn't supposed to be put. And
what was it, stuck in
the
Indiana?
We were panicking, thinking that it wasn't here this week, but it is here. The Tripods will be coming up. About,
okay.
I guess,
plus,
20 minutes or so.
We have another Bunky and Spunky coming your
way. Another one?
Plus we have some interviews, and we have all sorts of neat things.
Oh, going to be interviewing people. Wonderful.
Right.
Okay, why don't we get to the patriotic stuff?
Okay.
What do you have there?
Well, this this is from an album, well, a pair of albums, called Music of the American Revolution, Something Different, on 90.1 FM.
Come shake your donadals, ye pumpkins and ball, and on that you met at the liberty's call. No scandalous conduct can add to your shame, condemned to dishonor, inherit the fame. In folly you born, and in folly you live, to madness still ready, and stupidly steady, not as men, but as monkeys, the token you give. Such villains, such rascals, all dangers despise, and stick not at mobbing when mischief's the prize. They burst through all barriers and piously keep such chattels and goods the vile rascals can sweep. In folly you born, and in folly you live, to madness still ready, and stupidly steady, not as men, but as monkeys, the token you give. Your brats and your bunkers by no means forget, but they're bare enough yet, from the insolent rich, sure the poor knave may steal, who ne'er in his life knew the scent of a meal. In folly you're born, and in folly you live, to madness still ready, and stupidly steady, not as men, but as monkeys, a token you give. Then plunder, my lads, for when red coats appear, you'll melt like the locusts when winter is near. Gold vainly will glow, silver vainly will shine, but faith you must skulk, you no more shall purloin. In folly you're born, and in folly you live, to madness still ready, and stupidly steady, not as men, but as monkeys, the token you give. Then nod your punumskulls, ye pumpkins and balls, that dealt takes such rascals, full whore sons and all. Your cursed old trade of forlorn men must cease, the curse and the dread of our order and peace. In folly you're born, and in folly you live, to madness still ready, and stupidly steady, not as men, but as monkeys, the token you give.
The gentleman just called up off the air, and he had a patriotic question. Is Nixon rehabilitated?
Thank you.
something about this music. I don't know what it is. It kind of makes you... kind of makes you want to get up and dance. Or something. I'm not too sure what.
Back to the phones. 246-7901.
And as you said, back to the phones we go. And we'll have another phone call. Actually, we just had the phone ringing. And something appears to have happened. What happened, I don't know. The guy, I guess, hung up. But now's as good a time as any to call up another operator, since it's just about 1 o'clock. Call at 12:58 in the morning on WUSB Stony Brook. And 12:59. Well, by the time I guess the connection's complete, we're going to... Well, let's call Chicago. That's a good idea. We haven't hit them yet. Talk to an operator. I'll tell you what. We'll go to this other call that's ringing right now. USB, you're on the air.
Patriotic.
Yes. What does it mean to you?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Hmm.
Could you explain that?
He comes off as being very independent.
Right.
Stanley Siegel asked him, who do you think was our greatest president? Do you know what he said?
No.
Harry Truman.
Why did he say that?
Why do I think he said it? I think Harry had it together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story again that they tell of Harry talking to Stalin in Potsdam.
Right.
Was it Yalta?
I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, Harry told his interpreter, tell Stalin he's a son of a bitch.
Right.
And the interpreter says, Mr. Truman, I can't say that to Mr. Stalin. He says, well, say it or you're fired.
Uh-huh.
And the interpreter told Stalin, he says, Mr. Truman wants me to say this, but I don't want to say it. But if I don't say it, I'm fired. You're a son of a bitch. And Stalin went into a tirade, and he says, well, he's a son of a bitch. And Harry says, okay, good. Now we know each other, let's sit down and talk.
Oh, good. Well, who was your favorite president?
My favorite president?
Right.
I don't want to say it.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I'll pick him. Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah?
Sounds like a good choice to me.
I wasn't alive when he was around.
Uh-huh. Neither was I.
But I think Teddy, anybody that can produce an Alice, as sharp as she was, that has something on the ball.
Uh-huh.
She told everybody off.
Well. Now, Eric's...
Why'd you do it again, Mike?
I didn't do it, no. Eric's back in the studio.
Yeah, hopefully order will prevail now. What was going on in here? I totally missed out on entire episode.
We just couldn't let that go through, actually.
Who were you speaking to?
A gentleman who called up. Now it's our turn. We're going to try calling another information operator.
Pick a city.
Chicago.
Okay.
It's after 12 there now. I'll let you do the talking this time.
Okay. You do the dialing and I'll do the talking. Sounds fair.
Okay.
We're asking Americans how they feel about Independence Day, and it's an appropriate question, seeing as how this is, July 4th, yes? And Independence Day at the same time.
Right.
Fascinating turn of events.
Good evening. Join with City, please.
Good evening, operator. We're calling from a radio station on Long Island, and we're calling people at random, asking them what Independence Day means to them, and we'd like your opinion.
Oh, I can't. I can't even answer you. I'm not allowed to have any conversations, so I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not allowed. So Independence Day really isn't all that independent for you, is it?
Right.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us that.
Have a nice holiday.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Interesting. So sort of a tyranny still prevails in many parts of the country to this day.
Well, I think that's because... I just think it's because of company policy.
Company policy.
Company policy.
Iron claw over a good part of the working masses.
Right.
As they struggle for the anemic downtown bus or something like that.
Who said that? Now, who said that?
William Bunkley said that at one point. William F. Bunkley.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Firing squad a few weeks ago.
That's right. Whatever happened to firing squad? How come we never carry that anymore?
I don't know. We took that off.
I think we just better be glad that we have the tripods.
The tripods are on their way. They'll be here very soon, in about, 10 minutes now. Does that sound good? I don't think we should take any more phone calls, especially with all the crazy people calling.
Yes, we have...
Phones all lit up like Christmas tree, but...
we can't take...
Are we still on delay?
Yes, we are.
Okay, then let's take the chance.
I'll let you do the talking.
Whoops. Sorry. Good evening, you're on the air. Well, good morning, actually.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. All right, what I'd like to say is what Independence Day means to me.
Okay.
It's a time to celebrate the freedom of control of any other country. Now, you can say that the United States depends on other countries, which is true, we're not completely independent. But there's no other country I'd like to be living in than the U.S. of A.
Have you been to any other countries?
No.
Not to sound like I'm disagreeing, but I just...
Huh?
I don't want to sound like I'm disagreeing with you. I'm just curious if you have been to other countries. I'd like some sort of input from there.
I've met people from other countries.
Uh-huh.
And what I've read, I've never been to another country, but I don't think I'd want to live in any other country is what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Okay.
I can't argue with that logic. That's a very very commendable and patriotic viewpoint you have there, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we like
this. It's my grandfather.
Pardon me?
I get it from my grandfather.
Do you really?
Yes, he's very patriotic.
What heritage is he from, just out of curiosity?
French.
French, huh? Interesting. French are known to be very patriotic.
Yes, he is.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye. Okay, want to go to this next call?
Yeah, let's go to the next call.
Radio Free Weekend, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to discuss what I think the 4th of July should be.
Please do.
Yes, I think that it should be a time for us to reflect upon our level of independence in America. The question we should be asking ourselves is, are we, as the American people, free? I think if you look at the level of apathy during the previous election, where almost 50% of the eligible voters did not vote, the fact that Reagan and his administration would like to deal severe budget cuts to the American people, Alexander Haig makes a continuing stream of war threats against the Soviet Union, Vietnam, and other nations, such as Grenada. I feel that in view of these things, that we are not free, that when we have to suffer unemployment, inflation, any host of social ills, whether they be cut off in legal services or the closing of a daycare center, that we are not free. And I feel it is time for the American people, as a people, to take their struggle to the government, to the streets. Our forefathers, which everyone is at this time is supposed to be so in the mood to talk about, were revolutionaries, plain and simple. The question we should ask ourselves is revolutionary action by the American people a necessary thing? I hope it would not go that far, but try. I would like to, see people actually try to make some changes. Like you called up a information operator in Chicago, and she was so afraid for her job that she could not tell you what Independence Day meant to her. I think that's absolutely ludicrous. She's so boxed in by her job and her existence that she can't even say something patriotic, much less derogatory. I feel that positive moves and gains are being made by an organization called the People's Anti-War Mobilization. They brought well over 100,000 people to the Pentagon, to march on the Pentagon on May 3rd, to provide an alternative to the American people, an alternative to the budget cuts, and an alternative to the war threats made by Haig. The latest call by the People's Anti-War Mobilization has been for a People's Congress to be held in Detroit on October 16, 17, and 18 at Cobol Hall. And I would like to see, and I would hope, all Americans with any form of gripe, any type of gripe, with whether it be unemployment, inflation, cutbacks, war, that they would come to Cobol Hall in Detroit on those October 16, 17, and 18. Buses probably will be leaving from the campus at Stony Brook for this event. Come, voice your opinion, and let's make the change. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was interesting. Quite a few things going on.
He has some very good points, too.
Yeah, yeah. Particularly about...
That the American forefathers were revolutionaries, and why can't we be?
Well, you can't kill the revolutionary spirit, you know. That's what keeps you alive, literally.
Yeah, but
you can't bow under the pressure and continually follow the rules, because occasionally the rules are unjustified.
That's true.
And you have to break them. You have to start something afresh. Can I lose my driver's license for what I just said?
You probably can. Remember, we went through that. We should have found out about how you can lose your driver's license.
Yeah.
But there is a section, in case you didn't hear our program a few weeks ago, there is a section in the New York State Driver's Manual saying why you can lose your license, and one of them is for advocating the overthrow of the government, for real.
I don't think I just advocated the overthrow of the government, but I do put forth these views that you have to continually, you know, have an open mind about these things. You have to object when you feel it's right to object, and... It's said in the Constitution, you know, if the time comes when the government's not doing its job, the people, it's not their right, it's their responsibility to take it out and put in a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think things have gone that far yet. Some people might disagree with that. But it was interesting. I wanted to ask that gentleman, it's too bad he got off so fast, what the word America means to him, whether he sees that as the people who are now in Washington, something that must be fought, or whether he sees the word America as something that was a promise back in 1776 that has not been fulfilled.
And we shouldn't address that question just to him.
To anyone.
Yeah, the number here is 2467901, area code 516.
And it certainly was a parody the way we got in touch with that operator in Chicago who was...
Another good interesting point.
Who was afraid, actually, to speak out and say... something about Independence Day. I mean, when you think of it, the implications of that are really pretty comical.
Well, I think it's pretty sad, actually.
Well, I mean, comical in sort of a, you know...
Like a Laurel and Hardy kind of sense.
Not that kind of funny at all, actually. Just sort of, I guess, cynically funny.
Mm.
How's that?
Yes.
Just sort of like, well, you know, it's the world's in terrible shape. Isn't that funny? That kind of thing.
I've been noticing a lot of cynical people lately.
Oh, look, what can you do? They're all over the place, you know?
I think cynicism and apathy walk hand in hand down the street.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the bow-legged man and the knock-kneed woman who walked down the street and spelled ox.
Well, Mike, you got to look at it this way. Cynics are, they're in the world. They when they're around, they take over. There's nothing you can do about it, you know? That's just the way it is.
You're getting kind of apathetic there.
No, I'm getting kind of cynical, actually.
I see.
You're right. They do walk hand in hand. Because cynics tend to say you can't do anything about it.
Right. And apathetics don't want to do anything about it.
Apathetic people are never happy. They never say, oh, it's so great, I don't want to do anything about it. It's always, oh, this is terrible, I don't want to do anything.
Right.
So, yes, you're right.
Well, anyhow.
We're going to go do some more...
Well, we have another call.
Oh, you want to go to another call?
Do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go to another call. We have to be moving on to our other topics of the day.
Radio Free Weekend, you're on the air.
Live.
Free Weekend. Radio Free Weekend. What does that mean?
Well, that's a very good point, sir. Radio Free Weekend is a concept here at USB. As a non-commercial radio station, we broadcast all sorts of different programs from different sources. And
as
radio.
Said before, I never heard that before.
No, actually, this is the first time I've ever said it. Radio Free Weekend is sort of a combination of all the special programs that we have on a weekend, and we tie them all together in a little bow, and we send them out to you. We have programs about the Caribbean, about Pakistan, all sorts of places in the world. We have religious programs, all jazz and music and talk and all sorts of great things. Of course, we have that during the week, too. That's
religious
why
programs. That's fundraising programs.
No, not fundraising.
I want to talk about
Soul
revolutions.
Reason. Okay, talk about revolutions.
Thomas Macaulay, English historian, said something like, revolutions are not made, they come out of the past and history where its cornerstones are laid.
Mm-hmm. That was very good.
Not in those words, but yeah. Similar. People are not interested in independence. They're not interested in changing the country because they're made to take on a guilt trip. There are too many people on guilt trips. Gotta chuck that guilt trip thing.
We have to speed it up, sir. Do you have one last point before we move along?
Yes.
What might that be?
A nice Independence Day.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Well, that's a good way to end all this. Independence Day 1981. We have some more, what, music? Is that where it is?
Yes, we do. This, of course, this is another one of those things that... It's music of the American Revolution. And then we'll be back to our normal programming on this program, Radio Free.
Our normal programming is abnormal, so we'll go right back to that.
Sounds good to me. And
oops, I'm sorry about that. let me pick that up. You play the music.
Oh, okay.
Willing to devote some time to people who come up with new and interesting ideas, and tonight we have such a person right here in our studios. His name is Richard Oromino of Lewiston, Idaho. Is
oh,
that correct?
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's
Richard Lewiston of Oromino, Idaho.
Oh, I reversed the name in the town. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you see, actually, Lewiston and Oromino are two towns adjacent to one another.
Oh, I see. That's a very interesting coincidence.
Oh, it's not a coincidence. Actually, I don't know why I moved in there. People are always calling me for information for the adjacent town, like I'm kind of like a chamber of commerce under my own house.
Oh, that's too bad. Now, from what I understand, you've come up with a radical new idea concerning the way in which we shop.
Precisely, Eric.
You want to tell us about that?
Sure. For hundreds of years now, Americans have been shopping in the same wasteful, time-consuming fashion. They go to one place to buy shoes, another to get clothes, and yet another to buy food. Now, oftentimes, these stores are miles and miles apart. So, as you can imagine, Eric, the waste in time and gas is just phenomenal.
Well, that's true, but don't they have...
So, you see, my solution to this would be to build a rather large center, kind of like a mall, like a shopping center, you could call it, that has a number...
Shopping center.
I'm sorry, shopping center that would house a number of different stores, and the people could just walk from one to the other.
Well, wait a minute. Don't they already have...
Just hang on there a minute, Eric. I know you have a lot of questions about my invention, which we can just get to after I finish explaining the rest of it. Now, these shopping centers would consist of what I call a supermarket. That's like a store where all the food you need forever in your entire life would be under one roof. Instead of being scattered all over town the way they are now.
Supermarket.
Yes, supermarket. I realize it's different, but it'll take some time getting used to it. It's awfully inconvenient to have to go to one store for bread, another for milk, and yet another for meat. I'm sure it gets on your nerves now, doesn't it?
Well, not really, because it's been years since they've had...
Well, right. Now, in addition to this supermarket... There'd be a whole bunch of other stores, all sort of attached to one another. There'd be a place you could buy a newspaper, a coffee shop, maybe a delicatessen, a laundromat, drugstore, pizza place, maybe a hardware store, a Chinese restaurant.
Now, just let me get a word in here, Mr. Lewiston. Now, what you've just described is a typical modern-day shopping center.
Right. 20th century personified.
Yes, but they've been around for decades. I mean, I've grown up with shopping centers. You don't honestly expect me to believe it. You've just invented something that's been around for half a century, do you?
How come I've never seen any of these shopping centers before now?
Well, probably because they've never gotten around to building them over in, what is it, Oromino, Idaho.
Well, confound it all. I really thought I had something this time. I'm sorry if I wasted your time.
That's okay. I mean, I see what your mistake was.
You know, this is my life's dream to build I was into construction before. I built one of those delicatessens in the town near me, Nez Terce. And now I can't even... Who thought of that idea out here?
I don't know who thought of it.
And you said they've been around here for 50 years?
Oh, they've been around a long, long time. They're all over the place. On Long Island especially. It's kind of sad to see you come in here like this with your hopes up and then go out all dashed and sort of with your tail between your legs.
Sure is between my legs.
Listen, I wish there was something we could do. I can show you where a shopping center is. You can look at it.
Really? You mean there is one on this Long Island?
There are lots of them. There's one within a mile of here.
How many are there on this Long Island?
Oh, it must be hundreds. Hundreds, at least. Oh. I'm afraid, Mr. Lewis, you had come here...
I'm heartbroken.
50 years ago, maybe 60
years ago... 50 years ago, you didn't have radio.
With the same invention, though, you would have made a million
dollars. Maybe I could invent radio.
Well, so much for our special guest today. If you have invented something or you're thinking of inventing something, do give us a call, drop us a line here at Radio Free Weekend. As we said, we like to devote a lot of time to people with these ideas. And Mr. Lewison, I'm sorry once again that your idea didn't work out. But
not as sorry as I am.
Keep on thinking positive, and something is bound to come of it.
Thank you.
If I were you, I'd check the refrigerator.
That's what they said. It was kind of a strange message we got here a couple of minutes ago over the phone. They told us to check the USB refrigerator, which we did, and we found inside it a jar.
I found it in there before.
You did, actually, but, well, here it is again. It's a jar, an old cranberry juice jar.
And it has a message on it.
Okay, read the message first.
If you're not Eric Corley or Mike Uhas, you better not drink this or else you'll turn into a newt.
Okay, and the...
Well, wait a minute. This could be a fresh bottle.
I don't see how it could be a fresh bottle because cranberry juice is red and that stuff is orange.
Well, this is cranberry juice cocktail.
No. Cranberry juice cocktail, whatever, is always red.
Wait a minute. It says here, underneath this little tag here, it says here.
This is... Take the tag off.
The color of ocean... I'm not supposed to say the brand name. The color of cranberry juice cocktail may vary slightly according to the variation in the natural...
It doesn't vary that much. It's orange. And not only that, it's not even full all the way, so you know it's not...
Not necessarily true. Let's open it and see if it goes...
Wait, no, I don't think we should open it. I really don't. This could be a trick of some sort. I don't know what's in there. I'm certainly not going to drink it until I find out.
Well, let's listen to see if there's a vacuum when we open it.
There might be an explosion.
It could be filled with blasting caps. I think it looks like Spunky's handwriting. But,
they wouldn't do something like that, would they?
Let's open it up.
Oh, boy.
And see if there's a vacuum.
Nope. None at all. That's... Smells like iced tea. Smells like iced tea.
It smells. It smells very good. I have an idea of who this may be from.
You do.
I have an idea right now. I sure do.
Well, I hope you share it with me later on.
Okay, well, coming up within a matter of about 3 minutes, the tripods.
Tripods. Okay, get your tape recorders ready and everything, and whatever, you know, your video recorders, too, sometimes.
Tobacco Farms presents The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle for peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left Howard last time, he had just taken a nasty fall on a banana peel outside the fruit and vegetable stand in Huntington. And as we look in on him today, we hear...
Come over here and sit down, Mr. Tripod. You've got a really big lump on your head.
I told you, my name is John Dickinson. I'm from Syracuse. I'm not okay. Mr. Tripod.
Okay, Please. Okay. Well, just sit down while I go call a doctor. You don't look so good.
I'll tell you the truth, I don't feel so good. I think I will sit down, but just for a moment. Would you please get all of these people out of here?
Okay, you heard what the man said. Go stare at something else. Give him some air.
I want to look at the loony bird.
Yeah, I never saw anybody crack up before.
I can't believe these people. All I did was fall down, and it's all of a sudden the biggest event of the year.
Well, Mr. Tripod, you did a little bit more than fall down.
How many times do I have to tell you? My name is not Tripod, it's Dickinson, John Dickinson.
All right. Mr. Dickinson, fine. I think when you slipped on that banana peel, you did a little bit more damage to yourself than you think.
What do you mean? My head hurts a little bit, but that's all.
Mr. Mr. Dickinson. A few minutes ago, you were telling me about how you were looking all over Long Island for your wife, Kathy, who ran away from home.
Mister, if anybody's flipped his lid, it's you. I really don't know what you're talking about.
You don't, do you? Well, we'll see about that. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. And if you live in Syracuse, then why are you behind a fruit and vegetable stand in Huntington, on Long Island?
Hmm?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Dickinson. If you are who you say you are, then let me see some identification papers. Let's have a look at that wallet.
Oh, well, that won't be a problem. Yeah, my credit cards don't lie. See for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Each and every one of these cards says that you're Howard Tripod, not John Dickinson.
Hurry up, Marge. He's really starting to crack up now.
Come over here, Mr. Tripod. The ambulance is coming right about now.
I just don't understand it. I really am going crazy. I would have never believed it. How could this be happening?
It's probably just a temporary seizure, Mr. Tripod. You've been through a lot of stress and strain recently. And maybe you just unconsciously tried to forget who you were so that you could escape.
Well, it certainly worked. I don't know anything about myself.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Tripod. The men from the hospital will be taking really good care of you.
I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this.
Well, listen, they're trained to take care of people like you, Mr. Tripod. But don't worry. You'll be okay.
All right. Which one of you is the crazy person?
And so Howard realizes that he does indeed have amnesia as he leaves for the hospital. What will become of it? Will he ever find Kathy? And what about Pop and Charlie? You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say,
"Hey, why are those bars on the window?"
That's next time on The Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Very entertaining episode of the Tripods now.
That's true, but you know what's happening in real life, though?
What is happening in real life?
While you were just down the hall,
uh-huh.
We got a telephone call, an anonymous phone call from a lady.
Yeah?
Saying she knows what you've been doing. With those ponytailed, red-headed young ladies.
I wish I understood what in blazes you were talking about.
Putting them in your trunk and driving them around Smith Haven Mall.
Okay, let me think about this. Putting ponytailed redhead girls in my trunk.
Right.
And driving them around Smith Haven Mall. I don't understand that at all.
Well, I don't either. I don't know if our listeners understand either.
Ponytailed it.
Frank, do you understand?
No, I don't. I have no idea. The
phone is ringing.
Well, what do you want me to do about
it? I don't think Eric even has a trunk.
No, I do have a trunk, but I certainly don't have room for a ponytail redhead girl.
Should we answer the
nose isn't that long?
Should we answer this?
Should we phone call?
Yes, this could be the same one calling.
Can we try this?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
This is WUSB Stony Brook. Give us a call, 246-7901.
Okay.
I don't know if it's worth our while.
I don't know if it's worth our while either, but we can try. You want to answer it?
No. Go ahead.
It may be the same one calling up this time as was a moment ago.
Let's hear it.
You sure you want to do it now?
Oh, I'll just sit here smiling okay. Like I usually do.
Radio Free Weekend, you are on the air.
Yes, it is me again. It's got it wrong. It's not red-headed. It's a red bow in her hair.
Oh, girls with red bows.
In the backseat, not in the trunk. He's not that terrible. But I've seen him.
Red bows.
I've seen him speeding around the Smith Haven Mall.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He's they're not scared. And he even has his new bumper stickers on the car.
That is true.
That's true.
I'm trying to think of who that could have been. Well, can I ask you something? Let me ask you a question, strange person. Did she hang up?
She hung up. She's been making these phone calls and hanging up.
I just wanted to ask her if she was the one who left us the, what is it? What is that stuff?
It smells like iced tea, but anyhow, we have Frank in the other studio.
He's going to try it out for us.
They're forcing me to, they're going to shove a straw down my throat.
Frank Burgert, our chief engineer.
Oh, well, that's what you're there for, Frank.
It's in the other studio.
Wait a minute.
Let me just explain to this.
It says you'll turn into a newt if you're not Eric Corley or Mike Uhura.
Don't worry about that.
That's why we have you in the other studio.
No. People haven't turned to newts in this studio since before we went FM, certainly. So don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
Go ahead, Frank.
What do you want me to do?
Take a sip.
All right. Can I do this on my own?
Yes, you can.
My own time here?
Right.
Okay, all right. The bottle is in front of me. All right, I'm going to open the top now. Here it goes. Okay, here it goes. It says $1.09 on top of it for your information. But I don't think this costs $1.09 because what's in here is not what's supposed to be in here. Ocean spray is red.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know. I didn't drink it yet. Here it is.
He's going to go for a sip.
Here we go. It hasn't touched my mouth yet. Here it goes.
How does it taste?
You should have at least used a cup.
He didn't use it. No, we can't drink it. I can't see him. I can only hear him. Well, neither can anybody else.
He's turning into a newt.
What?
My guy. What a mess he's making. Frank, don't turn into a newt in there. Frank, go out in the hall and do...
Newts don't understand English, do they?
Oh, wow.
Let's hope that person...
Where was
is
I?
Is he back?
Where was I?
Yeah, Frank is back.
I only took a little sip.
Minus his beard, though. Don't take any more!
Let me try it again.
No, don't.
That was real good. I love that.
He's back, minus his beard, though.
Oh, boy.
He went for another sip. Now, we don't know what's going on here. We're in just as state of puzzlement as you are, folks. Seriously.
Uh-oh.
I don't see him anymore!
Oh, no.
My God, he's missing!
Well, newts are very small, aren't they?
He may have shrunk. Go in the other studio and check it out.
I don't want to go in there.
Go in there.
I'm allergic to newts. And tadpoles, too.
But you just told me a couple weeks ago that you had your own pet salamanders.
No, I had
a... Wait a minute.
Where is he?
I'm down here. Hello? I can't see. Where am I?
Where's that crowd?
Well,
there they are.
Oh.
He's coming back around.
Oh.
Folks, we have the news in about 10 minutes.
You gotta try this. This is really good.
Is it really?
Yeah, you're getting really small for a while.
Wow, get small.
It's good to get small now and then.
But it only lasts for about a minute. Yeah, try some. But it says if you're not Eric Corley or Mike Uhas, you won't feel the effects.
Well, now, how would we turn into newts, you know, since we're immune to this, if we wanted to turn into newts? There's no way for us to do it, because...
You take anti-newt solution.
Anti-newt solution.
Are you anti-newts?
No newt.
No newt.
That's all right.
Oh, God, you sound like an operator.
Now...
That's funny.
Let's tell the folks we have news coming up in 12 minutes.
News coming up?
No. 8 minutes.
8 minutes? Oh, no, you're wrong. 12 minutes.
Who's doing the news?
11 minutes.
Okay, whatever. We have the news coming up, and then after that we have something brand new, which we'll be talking about when we get to it. We've got music now. We want your phone calls to give us suggestions as to what to play this Independence Day, 1981. Also, Rob Zars is in the other room. He's preparing a show that's just full of...
fun and surprises.
And things to do with Independence Day. It's going to be a patriotic show or something like that. All sorts of songs dealing with countries and states and that type of thing. If you want to call him up and give him suggestions, too, he'll be up on at 3 o'clock.
Stuff's great. Yeah. Well, let's get on with the music then.
Sounds okay to me.
Yeah. Well, what time is it now?
It's 1:56.
Time now for a look at the latest news?
Yeah, it is time for the news. Go ahead.
Well, today is Saturday, the 4th of July. It's Independence Day and the 185th day of 1981. There are 180 days left in the year.
And on July 4th, 1776, the American Declaration of Independence was passed by the Continental Congress in Philadelphia. In 1802, the U.S. Military Academy opened at West Point, New York. And 5 years ago, airborne Israeli commandos rescued more than 100 hostages held by hijackers at Entebbe Airport in Uganda.
1 year heat wave in southwestern part of the country stretched into its third week as the death toll climbed to 105 degrees. And don't forget, today's birthday, actress Eva Marie Saint is 57 years old. That's on this 4th of July, 1981.
Now, there's some well-organized opposition to the Reagan administration's plans for weakening the Freedom of Information Act. A coalition of 152 private groups announced Friday that it will fight the proposed revisions when Congress begins holding hearings on them later this month. The 1966 law gives private citizens access to government documents. The administration wants to add more exemptions to the law so that certain government materials won't be available to the public. Human error is being blamed for Friday's rear-end collision between two New York City subway trains. One motorman was killed and at least 100 passengers were injured. Authorities in Northern Ireland say a gunman fired a single shot Friday at a police car carrying the Reverend Ian Paisley through Belfast. Now, the bullet missed, and the Protestant leader was not hurt. The Irish National Liberation Army claimed responsibility. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko is expected to meet Saturday with the ruling Politburo of the Polish Communist Party. Sources say he'll also hold talks with Poland's entire 140-member Central Committee. Gromyko arrived in Warsaw Friday for what Moscow describes as a brief and friendly visit. Shortly before he arrived, Polish leaders announced sweeping changes in the government, including the firing of several cabinet ministers and the appointment of some new ones. It's seen as an attempt to fight the crisis in Poland's economy.
Well, the nation celebrates its 205th birthday Saturday with a flair and flavor that'll be uniquely American. City skies will glow with fireworks and main streets will be thumping with parades. Chicago got a head start. Friday night, fireworks shot up from barges on Lake Michigan, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra added music to the patriotic setting with renditions of Stars and Stripes Forever and the 1812 Overture. That's what we should be playing, Mike.
Yes.
We should get that a little later on. The President and First Lady Nancy Reagan will celebrate the holiday with a party for 78 people at Woodlawn. 78 people. Woodlawn Plantation in Mount Vernon, Virginia. The gathering is also an early celebration of Mrs. Reagan's birthday. She'll be 58 on Monday. After their party, the Reagans will return to the White House to watch a fireworks display, and more on that as it comes in. This will be a memorable 4th of July for a group of handicapped Americans. They climbed to the top of 14,000-foot Mount Rainier in Washington State Friday in an attempt to dispel some misconceptions about the disabled. Saturday, they'll climb down. The nine adventurers include five blind people, a man with an artificial leg, an epileptic, and two deaf people. Frank?
Performers and competitors are taking to the land, sea, and air today to celebrate Independence Day with a round of music, contests, parades, and history. Probably the most eagerly awaited event will be the Macy's Fireworks Display, which will blast off at 9:15 p.m. this year in the Upper Bay between Liberty and Governor's Islands. The Veteran Corps of Artillery, clad in War of 1812 uniforms, starts the celebration off with a boom at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow with a roll call of the states and a 50-gun salute at the Battery Park seawall. New York City's 4th of July parade proceeds from there, from up to Broadway and to City Hall. There will be other parades also. The Long Island towns of Patchogue and Southampton and Westchester's Summers and Mount Pleasant will be sponsoring parades also. Something to check out if you're in that local area. Many other demonstrations are scheduled for the holiday. Foreign ships into the NATO fleet visiting New York, and at the New York Passenger Ship Terminal at West 52nd Street will be open to the public, and that will be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
10 antique airplanes are scheduled to circle the Statue of Liberty and fly up the Hudson at noon tomorrow in the Honor American flyby, and the New York City Police Department is to perform an air-sea rescue demonstration off Battery Park seawall.
Port Newark will be transformed into a festival of music, food, square dancing, and arts and crafts tomorrow from 11 to 5. Music will figure largely in weekend festivities, connoisseurs of all strains of music from jazz to classical to Dixieland to bluegrass to swing. Phew, can hear their favorite music, often free. The Lower Manhattan Cultural Council sponsors music from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Lower Manhattan. There will be colonial ballads and folk music at Federal Hall on Wall and Broad Streets, and country music from 12:30 to 2 at Francis Tavern. Classical music can be heard at Battery Park from 1 to 3 and swing from 2 to 4 in the plaza at the World Trade Center. Dixieland fans can hear that music from 2 to 5 at Pier 16 at the South Street Seaport. The National Chorale will sing an all-Gershwin program in Battery Park from 5 to 7. And that's just part of the entertainment in the city. Competitors, propelled by wheels, legs, balloons, sails, not to mention turtle feet, all should have outlets for their skills this 4th of July. Eric?
All right, well, on Long Island, the town of Amagansett will be hosting two benefit races, a 31-mile bike race at 8:30 a.m. and a 2.7-mile foot race at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m. on Sunday, runners participate in a 10,000-meter race across the George Washington Bridge to Inwood Hill Park in Upper Manhattan. At 3 p.m. Sunday in Rockland County, 27 hot air balloons will be taking part in Hare and Hound as a race from Nanuet Mall. Artists are not left out of the contest this Independence Day either. Those who fancy redesigning the American flag will be supplied paper and crayons in the Betsy Ross Paint the Flag contest at 3 to 5 p.m. around the fence at Bowling Green. Perhaps the most unusual contest, however, is the turtle race in Morris, New Jersey. Different species of turtles will waddle in different races around a turtle drome 12 feet in diameter. Mm-hmm. But there will also be reenactments of battle scenes and history museums open for the holiday. That's right. Mount Kisco will be presenting... Get that crowd out of here, Mike. Mount Kisco will be presenting a ceremony honoring the 200th anniversary of the arrival of General Jean-Baptiste Rochambeau of... sorry, guy. France with 5,000 men to help George Washington in the Revolutionary War. Mount Kisco will also present reenactments of the... Of encampments of the soldiers and skirmishes, Frank?
Having trouble with that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I love it. On a typical July 4th, Americans, of course, celebrate the anniversary of the nation's independence by flocking to the ballparks to watch the American pastime. But there's a little bit of a problem there. It'll be a little different Saturday as the strike by Major League players continues. There will, however, be another round of negotiations between the players and the owners, which brings us to Sports Watch. Sweden's Bjorn Borg has won 41 straight matches at Wimbledon, stretching back to 1976. If he wins number 42 against John McEnroe Saturday, he'll earn his sixth consecutive singles title. We have more sports.
Yes, and Eric's going to have more on the baseball talks in just a moment. Craig Virgin is out to defend his title for a third year in Saturday's Peachtree Road race in Atlanta. Some 25,000 runners are expected to compete in the 6.2-mile event. Meanwhile, Cal Yarborough will be sitting by the pole Saturday when the Firecracker 400 Grand National Stock Car race gets underway in Daytona Beach, Florida. Harry Gant will start alongside Yarborough. Britain's Brian Redmond has earned the pole position for Sunday's 101-mile Trans Am Championship race series in Lime Rock, Connecticut. And Caramore won the New Jersey Classic for three-year-old pacers at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford Friday night. Caramore covered the mile in 1 minute 57 seconds and earned $132,500. Eric?
Wowee. Okay, we have more on the baseball talks. It's just in a few minutes ago. Baseball team owners reportedly are preparing a major push to end the players' strike. But the New York Times reports that some optimism over an end to the walkout came from a false report. Now, some of the owners had been informed that the players' union was willing to abandon its player pool concept, which would create a pool of talent from more than one team to compensate teams that lose ranking free agents. However, the Players Association has denied that it will abandon the pool idea so easily.
Mm-hmm. And the Times quotes union head Marvin Miller as saying the players have given no indication that they're willing to give up the pool concept. The two sides are scheduled to resume talks Saturday morning in New York, and there are indications a new owner's proposal may be in the works. The Times quoted unidentified management sources Friday as saying pressure is building on the owner's negotiating arm. The Player Relations Committee to end the strike in time to save the All-Star Game scheduled for July 14th in Cleveland. That's on Bastille Day, by the way, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I believe Frank has the weather.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees outside. I don't know what that converts to on the Celsius scale. Anybody have that info?
What did you say it was?
70.
Oh, 70. Well, everyone knows that's 21, Frank.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Frank.
I'm not. I was it five? What is it, 5/9?
Frank, everybody around here in this program gives the temperatures in Celsius.
First?
Yeah. Only.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, you know what happens?
You turn into a newt.
And you also have your mic turned off.
I already.
Just like that. But we'll turn it back on, Frank, this time.
Thank you. You can't do that. Wait, I control the microphone here. No, I don't. Considerable cloudiness tonight, with occasional showers and frogs tonight. Low in the 60s, mostly cloudy tomorrow, and tomorrow night, bribbit, with occasional showers and thunderstorms accompanied by heavy downpours, high temperatures in the 80s. Low tomorrow night in the 60s. And you know that the chance of rain is 50% tonight, 70% tomorrow, and 50% tomorrow night. And the outlook for Sunday, that's how it's spelled here. To talk about typos. For Sunday, partly cloudy and warm and high temperatures in the 80s.
I didn't know that.
That's the outlook for Sunday. Once again, we have 21 degrees Celsius and 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Thank you.
That's Fahrenheit because it's 4th of July. Get it?
Yeah, Fahrenheit. That's very good. Michael, you have the international temperatures.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And as part of this program, we're always giving you international temperatures from some various major cities. In Athens, it's 28 degrees Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit, and clear. London, 12 Celsius, 54 Fahrenheit, and cloudy.
54 Fahrenheit!
Tokyo, 20 degrees Celsius, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and cloudy.
68!
Sorry. Lisbon, 17 C, and 63 Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. Bonn, 12 degrees Celsius and 54 degrees Fahrenheit. That's in clear conditions. Moscow, 18 degrees C, 64 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy. New Delhi, 28 degrees Celsius, 82 degrees Fahrenheit and partly cloudy. Most of these places are having partly cloudy conditions except Seoul. It's 20 degrees Celsius and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Do you have a favorite city that I haven't covered? Ask Frank. Is he there?
Phnom Penh?
Not here. Ask one that would be here.
Mexico City.
Mexico City isn't even...
Can you believe that? How can Mexico City not be there?
Mm.
Buenos Aires?
No.
Sao
Paulo isn't even here.
Maybe it has to be overseas.
Well, it says foreign temperatures.
Oh. Well, then Toronto should be there. Montreal. No? I don't know. I don't know what to say. Well, apparently they have none of my cities there. What's the capital of Mongolia?
I don't know.
Anybody who calls up and gives us the right answer, you can win something. We don't know what, but something.
Yes.
Are you finished with the temperature?
Let's just say that it's 12 degrees Celsius in Copenhagen, 54 degrees, of course, in Fahrenheit, and that's partly cloudy. And Ho Chi Minh City, did I mention? 26 degrees Celsius, 79 degrees Fahrenheit, and cloudy.
21 degrees in Stony Brook, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Is that correct?
And that is correct.
Partly cloudy and muggy and uncomfortable. It's going to stay that way throughout the weekend. Frank just told you that, so...
And watch out
why
for
dwell on it. Right. Well, 9 minutes after 2 o'clock...
On WUSB.
Stony Brook. It's time for us to enter into a new phase of our programming, something that we're just starting up tonight called Album Side. And what that is going to be is a special album side that either you or we feel has meaning to us. And it's different from something you ordinarily hear on the radio. Now, I have a little story to tell this week about something that happened to me. Now, I don't know, have we told the folks yet what I do during the week?
I don't think we have.
Well, that's certainly interesting. The phones are lit up like a Christmas tree, but... All right, let's get this out of the way. Don't you want to hear?
I know what you do.
Oh.
I've got to answer the phone.
Okay, well, he's going to answer the phone. I'll tell you what I do. Well, what it turns out to be is I go all over the island picking up people and bringing them to other places in what you might call a limousine. I take them to airports and things like that. And throughout the day, throughout the week, you get to meet some rather interesting people. Now, the other day, it was about 3, maybe 4 days ago, I got a call to go over to an airport and pick up a band. It sounded interesting. Coming in on an international flight. Oops, sorry about that. And they had all sorts of instruments, about 6 or 7 of them. And so I get down to the airport, and there they are standing around. And, well, they have all the instruments with all these bumper stickers about reggae and stuff like that. They didn't have anything from USB, although they... I asked them if they knew our own Lister, who does a show every Saturday from 12 to 3:30, and they said, yes, of course we know Lister. So I figured this was one of the one of these new and up-and-coming bands in Jamaica, but it wasn't necessarily the case. I asked them who they were, and they said, Wood-Burning Spear. That's right, I drove Burning Spear to a hotel. It was quite an experience. They were very tired. They didn't get much of a conversation out of this band, but they are a world famous reggae group. They were on their way to France to tour. They're there now, and when we got to the hotel, we made it inside the driveway, and it was one of these hotels with sort of a low hanging cement pillar. Now I was driving a van with one of those high tops, and so as I went underneath the driveway, the top of the van scraped the cement pillar on the roof of the garage. We didn't think much of it because we sort of slid in. But then I came to the next pillar, and I could not make it past that. So I said, well, hey, guys, I'll let you off here. It's not that far to the main door. And they said, oh, okay, man, okay. Oh, okay, driver man. That's what they kept calling me throughout the trip, was driver man. I like it, you know, it's really good. What happened was they all got out of the van, took all their instruments out, and then I said goodbye to them, and they said goodbye to me. I said Rastaman, that type of stuff. I tried to back out of the garage, and that's when I realized that all those people and all the equipment that they had in there was weighing me down, and that was what made me go underneath the pillar. So when I tried to back out, I could not get out. Funny, huh? I was stuck there. I couldn't go forward. So I couldn't go behind.
You had them all jump in the van, right?
Well, they suggested it, actually. I was just sort of standing there looking puzzled. And they said, well, you know, man, why don't we all jump in again and jump up and down, man?
Can I interrupt you at this point for some important news? The capital of Mongolia. 4 people called up with saying Ulaanbaatar.
Oh, my God. 4 people, huh?
That's right.
And someone's still calling up.
That's right.
That's impressive. I have to say, I'm very proud of our listeners for doing that. Did you get their names?
Well, the second person who called up,
We
didn't get your name, call back.
Okay.
And we'll send something out to you folks. Our grand prize winner, the first one with the correct answer, was Ray Ferrugia from Northport.
Okay, great.
And he's won from us once before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we sent him a penny that time?
Sent him some money, yeah. that's good.
He needs that to go through college.
Well, maybe we'll send him another one, but it's been 6 months yet?
Our pizza's here, by the way.
Oh, okay, we got to get to that. Let me finish this story then.
Bye.
So the entire band jumped into the van again, jumped up and down, and I got out. And I want to thank Burning Spear for getting me out of that place, because I would have been there forever if they hadn't jumped back into the van. And so, for that reason, I pulled out the one Burning Spear album that I have in my own personal collection. It's called Garvey's Ghost, and it's a dub album, they call it. And that is a story that qualifies this record to be to have a side played. In the future, we'll be asking you for stories or just reasons why we should play a particular album side and why no other station would play it. No other commercial station, anyway.
We're going to hear side one of Garvey's Ghost. There are five songs on it. The Ghost, I and I Survive, Black Wadada, John Burns Skank, and Brain Food. On bass, Robert Rabbi Shakespeare, Aston Family Man Barrett, lead guitar Earl Shinna Smith, rhythm guitar Valentine Tony Shin, on drums Leroy Horace Wallace, organ piano Tyrone, organ Danny and Bernard Tudor Harvey. Well, these names are something else. Clavinet, Bernard Tudor Harvey, and trombone Vincent Trommy Gordon, tenor sax Richard Dirty Harry Hall, alto sax Herman Maurice, and trumpet Bobby Ellis, flute Carlton Sam Samuels. And without further ado, Burning Spear, Garvey's Ghost, side one. Enjoy.
us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. That's good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, you see.
Well, there they are.
Burning Spear.
Those are the folks I drove home the other night. It makes you feel strange knowing that they have so many albums out and that they were just there. Yeah, I guess I've become sort of immune to all this big star type thing because really, you know, the only people...
They're just regular people, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. They happen to have a certain talent. They've managed to exploit it to a point.
Does it sound like
they're famous?
Does it sound like I'm talking into a bowl or something?
It does.
Because I have this bottle that we got in the mail.
A newt.
Frank is still a newt. Well, anyway, we heard from Burning Spear. A bunch of nice people who, listen, if your van is ever stuck underneath a hotel, they'll help you out. And they know how to do it, too. Thank you, Burning Spear. I'm really indebted to you. Anytime you
want
to stop up here, feel free.
Iced tea, Frank.
Garvey's Ghost, the name of the album. And,
Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey. Yes. We heard The Ghost, I and I Survive, Black Wadada, and John Burns Skank, as well as Brain Food. That was the last one we heard. And so much for that. And we want your suggestions on album sides such as that you'd like to hear for a special reason.
Yes.
Either give us a call tonight or next week or
send us, drop us a line, you know,
drop
Radio Free Weekend.
WUSB-FM.
State University of New York at...
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook.
New York.
11794.
And that's our address.
We should say the number is...
The phone number is 516-246-7901. And that is in Stony Brook. You might have to put a 1 in front of that.
Or a 9.
Or something else. So we it is Independence Day here in Stony Brook, as well as in most parts of the country now. It's, let's see, it's 236. So that means, in Colorado, it would certainly be Independence Day now, would you say?
I would say so.
Yeah. So how do you think people in Colorado would react to? I mean, how do you think they see Independence Day over there?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we call them up?
Why don't we do that?
Eric's dialing the phone. Eric will be doing all the talking this time.
No. You're going to be doing the talking.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yep.
Remember the time we called Colorado?
We are calling Colorado.
No, we called Colorado a while back.
This is Sue. What city?
Actually, I'm not looking for a city, ma'am. We're calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York, and you're on the air right now. We'd like to know what your opinions of Independence Day are.
Pardon? My opinion of Independence Day?
Yes, please.
How does it affect
is
you?
Is this really for real?
Yes, we're for real.
I'm on the radio in New York?
Yes, you are.
My opinion is I think it's wonderful if I can get the whole day off.
Do you have a whole day off?
No.
Uh-oh.
Well, how do you see...
Tomorrow night.
How do you see the holiday in itself, though?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
It'd be nice if everybody had the independence that it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel patriotic when July 4th rolls around?
No, not really, because there's still a lot of... unpatriotism within the country itself.
You want to be more specific?
There's still a lot of racism.
Yeah. Where do you see that in particular?
All over. It's not in one place.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Well, thank you very much for telling us about that.
You're welcome.
And thank you again for talking with us, and have a really fine holiday.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was a pretty nice answer, I'd say.
Yes. And she was able to talk to us.
Yes, yes, she wasn't afraid to. I guess, you know,
operators in Chicago aren't alone.
That's a big city, though. That's
right. That was Denver.
That was Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Colorado is all 303, right?
Yeah, it is. Now, it's not yet...
The last time we called Colorado Information, weren't they located in Wyoming or something?
No, that was... I think that was Idaho, as in Nevada.
No.
Or was it... Oh, it was Wyoming that was in Colorado. That was it.
Oh.
Yeah, Wyoming was the one that wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Now, I see.
What I would like to know is, how does an outsider view all this?
Now, somebody, like in Canada.
In Canada. Well, that's the nearest neighbor. How about... Why don't we go to a place like... Prince Edward Island or Nova Scotia or something.
Do they
like
speak
that.
English or is it
Oh,
French?
Yes, they speak English over okay. there. They might speak both.
It's your turn to talk.
Mike, how would you like to talk?
No, you do this one.
Okay. Prince Edward Island. Yes, is this Prince Edward Island?
What city
are you in? Good evening. We're calling from a radio station over in Stony Brook, New York. And we're calling to ask you as a person, what do you think of Independence Day in the United States? You are on the air right now, so what?
I'm sorry, I can't company calls.
Oh, you can't talk either, huh?
No, we're quite busy here.
Okay, well, in that case, have a good night.
And you, bye-bye.
Bye. So, freedom has not yet spread north of the border.
Or to Chicago.
Or to Chicago. Well, Chicago's so close to Canada, that might explain it.
Well, then why don't we try... Well, we already did Florida.
All right, would you like to try Manitoba?
Texas.
You want to go to Texas?
Go ahead, go to Texas.
All right, what part of Texas would you like?
Lubbock.
Lubbock. I'm not sure... All right, I have to look that one up where that is, but...
Home of Buddy Holly and Bill Porter.
Okay, Lubbock. Okay, I got that, okay.
Okay.
I'll call that up.
Okay. Frank gets to do the talking this time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm not here.
Okay, then go.
Yeah.
You don't have to lean over my shoulder.
Oops.
Yes, good morning. We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York. We have you on the air right now. We'd like to know your opinions of Independence Day.
Well, I'm working. I'm not allowed to talk to you.
You just can't say if you're patriotic or not?
We're not allowed to talk.
You're not allowed to talk on the phone?
No.
Well, we're sorry to hear that, but... okay, well, have a good Independence Day anyway.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, so maybe the southern border as well. It's close to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we have to try.
Denver is in the middle of the country.
We already did Colorado.
I know, but I'm just saying that's why they were able to talk.
Oh, I see.
Because they're in the middle of the country.
What is the geographic
center?
Chicago's
too close to Canada, and Texas is too close to Mexico. They're both fascist regimes. They don't respect freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Uh huh.
Okay.
But they are still part of the United States. Still.
If you called somebody in Iowa, I just bet they talk to you because that's the middle of the country. The heart of democracy is in Iowa. All right.
Isn't the population center of the United States in Iowa, or is it Idaho, or is it Illinois?
It's somewhere.
Somewhere
like
west of the Mississippi. I remember it was just changed just recently ago.
I'm going to call this city over here Des Moines. Something like that. I don't know. Strange foreign city.
To make the case.
Here's my city, please.
Yes. Is this Iowa?
Yes.
Hi. We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, and we'd just like to take a brief moment of your time to ask you how Independence Day affects you. You're on the air now. Just want your opinion.
How it affects me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Does it affect you?
How does it affect me?
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think it's a great honor, but I'm not going to be able to celebrate it very much because I'll be working.
Oh. Do you feel that you need to have a day off, really, to celebrate it, though?
No, not really. No.
Yeah.
Are you a patriotic sort?
Well, to a certain extent, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's good to hear that.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
We owe a lot to it, and we should appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's exactly how we feel.
How would you go about appreciating it?
Well, I am thankful that we are free.
Uh-huh.
And we have a say of what we want to do, more or less. And... I don't know. I think that we just have a lot to be thankful for.
Precisely. Yep.
Thankful to be, to have a job.
Yeah.
One thing.
That's something to be thankful for.
And to be able to go as we please, you know, feel free to go as we please and come. And I think we just have a lot. And I think I appreciate it more now than I have before because I lost my husband in December, so I have begun to look at things a lot differently.
I see. We've spoken to some information operators in various parts of the country, and we find that a lot of them feel very conscious about talking to their customers why they should be working, but we really do appreciate what you're saying to us.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good Independence Day, man.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
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 And I risked my case.
Yes,
I told you that would happen, and it did. Iowa, they're willing to talk to us. It's in the middle of the country, not close to any of those communist countries that are next to us.
I think we need one
Canada
more to prove
Mexico.
It, though.
All right.
It has to be in the middle. How about Kansas City?
Kansas City, Mo.
Ms.
How about Oklahoma's a little bit too close to Mexico.
How about Hawaii? They're not close to anything.
No. Well, I'm saying they're not close to Independence Day yet.
I mean, that's true.
It's still July 3rd, well into July 3rd over there.
Missouri.
That's a good idea, but how about a remote part of Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Evansville and Centralia, they call it.
Centralia?
Yeah.
Or Champaign and Urbana?
Well, that's up a little bit more. Yeah,
I passed through there, you know.
I was there once, too.
Really?
Yeah.
and you and I went to the same elementary school.
They have a radio, a TV station up in Champaign called WCIA.
Oh.
Channel 3, yes. It's an interesting station, too. The phrase is, we have our eye on you.
What, is it a CBS?
CBS.
Oh. Oh.
No, they don't do that, actually. But that would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is there such a station as WC?
Yes, that's true. WCIA TV, it's there. If you want to go to Champaign and look at it, you're free to.
This is WUSB Radio.
Where else? Okay, well, let's decide now.
How could we be television?
How about Kansas City? Kansas City is a good place.
Some people complain of picking us up on their televisions.
And microwave ovens as well.
Too bad they can't see us.
Okay, folks.
It's just as good they can't see us.
Topeka, Kansas. How's that?
Don Topeka.
Oh, that's right. Was he raised there?
he just left. He was milling around in the production studio.
Frank, you're sitting on the turntable switch, making it go on and off.
That was 78, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a spare turntable here that nobody ever uses except to throw their belongings on, such as keys and stuff, and they just went flying off the turntable. That's that noise you just heard.
We're going to... we're going to...
Where are we going to?
Running into other people's shows if we don't do this. Now...
Oh, so we have so much to do.
Okay, yes, we have to.
Okay.
We have to call Kansas, first of all. Topeka.
Follow.
All right, now you do the talking on this one. Mike.
Okay, my turn.
All right, and I'll dial this number up. This is in Topeka, Kansas. That's sort of like the center part of the United States, and they'll talk to you, Mike.
They will.
You have my word on that. They'll talk to you because they're not close to any of these fascist states. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Good morning. We're calling from WUSB Radio, Stony Brook, New York. We have you on the air right now. We'd just like to take a moment of your time and ask you, how does Independence Day affect you as a...
I'm sorry, sir. This is information.
Yes, I realize that, ma'am. We figured...
I don't have time to discuss things like that.
Oh.
About numbers.
Oh. Okay, well, good numbers to you, too, then.
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, what can I say? I guess they have agents that that have spread to the...
You were wrong. You were
the
wrong.
The farmlands of our own country.
Kansas.
They've penetrated farther than I thought they have.
Since that rock band sprung up in Kansas, that...
No.
Oh.
My goodness. Well, I'd like another Canadian opinion.
Go ahead. Your turn this time.
All right, now this time I'd like to go to Manitoba. Well, which should it be, Manitoba or Saskatchewan? You guys make up your mind.
Did you get Vancouver, B.C. yet?
Well, that's very far over.
Well?
I'd like to try sort of the, the middle of Canada first, Saskatchewan or Manitoba.
Saskatchewan is the breadbasket of Canada.
It is? Do you want to call Saskatchewan?
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't care.
You're the one who's doing the talking this time around.
All right, no problem.
Why don't you call up one of those area codes 706 that we found out would...
I've tried getting information there. They don't have an information number.
Really?
No information.
All they do is say bueno.
That's right.
Okay, enough of that already.
Yeah.
All those people.
Here we go.
What's going on, you doing?
There's nothing in there. Oh, goodness.
Our computers aren't working at the moment. Could you please call back?
Hello?
Yes?
Is this a person or a computer?
I'm a person.
Oh, great. Well, it's kind of good in the way that we caught you now, because we didn't really want a phone number. We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, and we're calling people at random all over the United States and Canada to ask them what they feel about Independence Day in the United States. And if you could just take a moment of your time to answer us, we'd appreciate it.
Well, being a Canadian, sir, I'm not sure what it involves.
Well, that's precisely why we're asking you. We want to know how outsiders feel about such a holiday here.
Well, we in Canada have Dominion Day, which we had on July the 1st.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same in the United States?
Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Dominion Day.
Well, sir, I can't talk. Our computers are broken at the moment. We have calls coming in.
Uh-huh.
I don't have time to discuss it.
Oh, I see.
No, but I'm sure Independence Day is probably the same as our Dominion Day.
Yeah.
I think it's great to get extra holidays.
When you, on Dominion Day, did you get the day off?
Yes, sir.
Because it was a holiday?
Yes.
Oh, because we've been calling up operators in the United States as well, and a lot of them have to work.
Oh, well, operators work all the time. Like I worked, yeah, but everything else is closed.
Uh-huh.
No, we're a 24-hour service, just like nurses. We don't, get holidays, but we get the holiday extra pay.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh, well.
We didn't think to ask the operators in the United States if they got double time and triple time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
What city are you in right now?
I'm in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Regina.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
And what's the temperature over there? What's it like?
Very hot tonight.
Very hot, huh?
Yes. Like
okay.
About 80.
Wow.
Wow. It would be colder.
Didn't know it got that hot up there.
Yeah,
well,
it does in the summer.
Thank you.
I must go, sir.
Okay, good luck to your computers. Good night. Okay, well, so much for Regina, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that... But having the computers broken down would
technology
would make them talk to us more, but no, that's not the case.
So they have to keep answering the call saying our computers are broken down, because the callers didn't know that. We didn't know it until we called.
Well, do you want to call them one more time and see if they answer again? The same? We're not going to get the same operator.
How do you know? Remember that time we got Mr. Pinto twice?
It's not going to happen
that
again.
That reminded me of beans for some reason.
Did it really?
That was Saskatchewan. It was right. No, we're not gonna say anything this time.
We're not gonna just hang up on them, are we?
Why not?
That's not being a good
citizen.
Talk? No.
Well, we'll just see if they answer the phone the same way. And if they do, then we'll get rid of
them. Sorry, wrong number.
Well, we'll just say we don't want to talk to anybody if the computers aren't working.
Okay.
Oh.
It takes a long time
for
that
to
ring.
You just see all the engineers running around.
Directory assistance for what place?
Yes, is this, are your computers working?
No, they aren't, sir.
Oh, well then I guess I can't get anything, can I?
No.
Oh, okay, well have a good day.
Sorry.
Bye. Why did she ask me if I wanted anything?
She would go through the books manually, I'm sure.
But then why didn't she tell me that when I asked her?
The other one?
No, why didn't this one say when I said, then I can't get anything? Why didn't she say, well, I could look it up for you in the books? Instead, she said no, and she hung up.
Eric, don't you realize it's 3:07 in the morning, my brain isn't functioning properly?
I don't know.
I don't know if it ever functions properly.
Okay.
Okay, let's get
one
rid of that
place. One last place.
New York City.
No, Hawaii.
You are going to do Hawaii.
Yeah, and you're going to talk to them.
I am? I don't have a good Hawaii.
And we're going to see how quickly it takes to connect to Hawaii on the other side of the world.
Just about. Yes. At least 3/4 away. At least 1/4 of a way around.
Here we go. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you.
Was that fast?
That was fast.
It's Hawaii? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they don't answer their phones right away.
Actually, ma'am, this is WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York, calling. We have you on the air right now. We want to know your opinion as an American, how you feel about Independence Day.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to leave the line. We're very busy. I'm terribly sorry. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you anyway.
How about that?
You're stuck
Hawaii,
out in the ocean.
The 50th state.
Well, over there, the 49th state.
Well, whatever they were. We let them into this country, and they won't even talk to us about Independence
Day. Okay, so that means you're going to have to try Alaska.
Alaska?
No.
I don't want to try Alaska.
They're so bloody close to the Soviet Union. You got to get their opinion.
They're not going to talk to us. No way are they going to talk to us. If they're right next to the Soviet Union, they're going to be told not to talk to us.
Or maybe will they be too cold to talk to us.
Yeah, but if it's 80 degrees in Canada at night...
Northern Canada.
Ooh.
Regina.
Alaska must be melting.
Information
for the city. Hi, is this Alaska?
Yes, it is.
Good evening. We're calling from radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, and we're taking a random sampling of people all over the country. We'd just like to know what your feelings are on Independence Day. Could you spare a moment to tell us?
Sure.
Well, thank you.
It's great, except I wish I didn't have to work.
Yeah? That seems to be the general feeling. You don't have the day off, I assume.
No, I have to work 3 to 11. I'm going to catch the parade tomorrow morning.
Yeah?
I'm going to work, and then I'm going to go to a party and get drunk, rowdy.
Oh, that's very interesting. We've spoken with a number of operators that seem the same way. They don't feel like working. But do you get extra pay for working the holiday? Oh, that can't be all bad, right?
No, that's not the bad part. The bad part is everybody's having a good time and I'm sitting here looking at the computer. I was out there.
Yeah, so you'd rather be off, I assume.
Whereabouts in Alaska are you located?
Anchorage.
Anchorage. What's the weather like up there right about now?
Oh, right about now, it's about 65 degrees. And it's still light.
It's still light?
Wow. Is this the time of the midnight sun or something?
Right.
How long does it stay light for?
Well, it doesn't ever get dark right now. This time of year it doesn't get dark. I mean, it gets a little bit dark, but...
That is amazing.
It's like fireworks at midnight, I'll put it that way.
Oh, really? That's an interesting concept. If it doesn't get dark, how can you see the fireworks?
Well, you can, but, I mean, it's not real dark. It's kind of dusk. You can see them.
Wow. That's really amazing. Must be hard to get sleep up there, too.
No, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
What time is it there now?
10 o'clock.
Pardon me?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, so it's 5 hours before us.
After us.
No, before us.
Right. Okay, well, our best wishes to a happy Independence Day to you and your family.
Well, thank you.
And have fun at that party.
I will.
And get drunk for us, too, okay?
Where are you at?
We're in Stony Brook, New York.
Oh.
Yeah. Long Island.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Stony Brook or New York? Or?
Well, yeah, I've heard of New York. but I haven't been there.
We're about 50, 60 miles east of New York City on Long Island.
Is it long?
Is it long?
Yeah, it's about
long.
120 miles long, yeah. And only about 20 miles across.
Ah, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Some parts of it are very nice.
Okay, well, you have a nice forest.
Me
okay,
too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Operators
Alaska.
Can be so helpful.
Well, that was Alaska for you, the land of the midnight sun.
And if you don't know the...
sorry about that.
If somebody doesn't know the answer, they'll say, I don't know, I'll ask her.
Oh, how are you?
Right. We'll be right back.
Great black music, the new thing, or avant-garde jazz. No matter what you call it, this great American music has all too often been misunderstood, or perhaps even worse, ignored. I'm Max Roach, hoping you'll join me when Jazz Alive visits Detroit for an in-depth look at the new music scene in the Motor City. You'll hear a number of outstanding Detroit artists with their own groups, as well as with violinist Leroy Jenkins. We'll also hear a performance by saxophonist Roscoe Mitchell with his sound ensemble. So plan on tuning in for a program of exceptional contemporary music on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Jazz Alive comes your way tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as part of Radio Free Weekend. We'll be with you all weekend long.
Eric, it's been really fun tonight.
Oh, it has been. Good 4th of July, good kickoff for it, and maybe we'll have even more fun later on today, and hopefully our listeners will, too.
This has been Mike Uhaus.
What was that?
A newt.
No, tuning into the newt. Well, that's because of some iced tea that we were left by one of our
groupies.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of groupies.
That got the phones ringing.
Speaking of groupies, are we going to tell our listeners about our Radio Free Weekend host picture offer?
Oh, well, yeah. You want to tell them about that?
If you want
autograph.
Courtesy of Frank Burgard, if you want a picture of Eric Corley and myself, Mike Uhaus, autographed, no less, sent to your door, just send us a stamped self-addressed envelope, and we'll send you one.
No, nothing more, no checks or...
Well, if you'd like to send a check or a money order in, you're more than welcome to do that.
Certified checks would be best.
But we look terrible in the picture, but we sound even worse on the air.
Well, that's a wonderful philosophy. I'm glad we have that.
Well,
so do that today.
Yes,
do it now.
Just
right now.
Oh, let's give them the address.
Duty. Oh, yeah. Let's, do
let's
that.
Give them the address.
Radio Free Weekend.
Care of WUSB.
FM in State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, New York.
11794.
Okay.
And make sure to put on top of that attention, Corley Uhaus special offer.
Correct.
And
that's one word.
It's the picture that Frank took for us. He was commissioned. And actually, you know, we were complaining that billing was taking up our time before.
Well, actually, he did owe us 3 minutes, so we're on schedule.
So we're going to bill McKenzie's show
this morning at 7.
Okay.
And Bill McKenzie will go into the Pakistani music at 11 for 4 minutes.
Okay.
The Pakistani music, in turn, will go 4 minutes after 12 into Lister's program. And he'll go 4 minutes into Felix's program at 3:30.
And then
it's the whole world off.
Then he goes into 4 minutes into the news at 5:55,
which would be 5:59.
And then Stardate will come on
6:04 instead of 5:58.
Oh my gosh!
And then the Haitian. Oh well, forget it.
Missions Cousins will.
Oh.
We're going to have to leave our folks off with the 1812 overture.
Orchard.
Ron Zizer.